You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Welcome back.
Oh, our little dysfunctional family's back together.
He gets rehired as fast as he got fired.
Stop it.
The hiring, firing, and rehiring process at this company works incredibly quickly.
Very
I must
smooth.
Say.
My gosh,
it
only lasted a week.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's crazy. Scott and I can go on vacation, and people are like, "Ah, Dana's just on vacation again." For some reason, when you are gone, and you're never sick either, ever, when you are gone, oh my gosh, Sam, the whole world thinks this show has blown up and you've been fired. It's every time.
I told you.
Every time.
Well, it's good to be loved. Or hated. I'm not sure which one.
It
was a mixture of both.
They were passionately curious.
Thank God he's finally gone.
No, they were passionately curious about your whereabouts. So welcome back. How was the UP? And I don't even know what that means.
The UP stands for the Upper Peninsula.
Of what and where?
Of Michigan.
We're kidding, right?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
What Upper Peninsula?
So, oh my God. This is Michigan.
That would be
I see Michigan.
The lower portion.
This is the lower portion.
That's the lower part.
This is the Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
Also part of Michigan.
Okay.
Not that little extra part of Wisconsin that might be Canada because it's a different color. We can't really tell.
You were, you were about as far north as north gets.
So if you look at, on the map there, it points out to the right and then it points out up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, into Lake Superior.
I was around that point up part.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. No cell service, by the way.
Zero cell service, probably about a 20-minute drive to get to any semblance of cell service, and even that was like one bar, so make a phone call and it'll drop in 2 seconds.
Huh.
It was awesome. I love it. I call it paradise. It continues to be paradise. Scott, you always ask why I don't go to a beach. I went to 3 different beaches.
The Upper Peninsula has beaches.
Oh, yeah. Lake Superior has beaches.
Okay. Certainly.
They're not warm. They're very cold, but it's a lot of fun, a lot of fishing.
Like when we were in San Francisco last month,
yeah.
You can sit on the beach, but you can't get in the water.
I swam in Superior for about 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
And then there's lakes around that you can swim in that are quite a bit warmer. And man, you forget what silence sounds like.
Yeah.
Until you go to the middle of the forest where because electricity has a hum. I mean, even when it's silence here in the city, there is still some hum.
Huh.
And dead quiet.
There's no electricity in the Upper Peninsula?
No, there's electricity in the Upper Peninsula, and there are properties all over the place that have electricity. This particular property does not.
Got it.
Yeah. So
no electricity. You're out there like a pioneer.
Got an outhouse.
You didn't have indoor plumbing?
Bathing in the lake.
Oh, my gosh.
A well.
Oh, this just sounds heavenly.
Sam, I'm telling you, your idea of a vacation and ours are totally different, and that's okay.
Gotta be one with the earth.
Yeah, that is one with the earth.
Yeah.
Caught 30 fish.
Just under, yeah.
Good for you.
Pike.
Did you eat them?
Pike's
a bony fish.
Yeah, pike is not easy to clean. Yeah.
All fish have bones, Scott.
Yeah, but not as much as the pike.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sam.
Anyway, it was a good time, and I'm happy to be back and also sad to not be there anymore. So.
Do you think when you retire, you're going to retire in the UP?
If I can afford it, yeah.
How could you not afford it? You don't have an electric bill. Anyone can afford it.
Is it
you
expensive?
Just go.
Living there is not expensive. Living there is expensive. What do I mean? The cost of property is not expensive if you go to certain parts that are more remote. So where I would want to go is more remote. I would go to the middle of the forest, no electricity, build my own cabin.
Oh, God.
The problem is 6 months out of the year, you need a snowmobile and all this different stuff just to get around because there's snowpack and
Huh.
Man, I cannot imagine a more miserable existence.
I will say
this is why I go to Cancun.
I'm literally trying to imagine something more miserable than that for me, Sam, and I can't.
There were a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I had like 15 mosquito bites just on the left side of my face.
Oh, honey.
It was so gross.
But it was paradise.
Do you know what one of my children has? And I'm not going to say which one. Beatrice. She texts me today a photo of her face. When was the last time you had a sty in your eye?
I don't believe I've ever had a sty in my
maybe
eye.
Maybe as a child I did. She texts me this morning. She's like, "Hey, Mom, I've got a sty. It's pretty bad. It's gotten worse over the last 24 hours. Can you Amazon me some medicine for it?" She legitimately looks like she's had some sort of accident. I'm not laughing.
Like it's a growth?
Oh, it is. She sent me a photo and I went,
can you share?
Yes. What? I don't even know what a sty is. What is it?
Sam? That,
beautiful child. I mean, but
stand by.
She looks like she's been whacked in the face. Anyway,
how do you spell sty?
Oh my word.
I know it. you know, first week
Get
of college.
Get away from me. You're infected.
A sty is also known as a...
I think it's S-T-Y-E.
It is. Also known as a hordeolum, a painful red bump on or near the eyelid.
Bless her heart.
Bacterial infection, oil gland in the eyelid.
Oh, yes. Sweet baby. And it's the first week of college and, you know...
Not contagious,
all
can
of her
be
professors
resolved.
Are going to think she has some sort of special need.
That's why?
Yeah. Yes, Sam. I told her I was going to Amazon her a patch, an eye patch. Just tell them you're a pirate.
Poor kid.
I know. Aww. I kind of remember having one as a kid, but not. Oh, that's bad. Anyway, we all have our medical
Somebody's
problems.
Somebody's not getting a boyfriend this week.
We already.
All new germs.
Scott! Well, I'm being honest. I did say to her, I'm not going to make fun of you on the radio for that. Yes, I am.
Okay. How was The Naked Gun?
We went and saw The Naked Gun over the weekend.
The new one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It is so dumb.
Good.
Yes. That as long as you go in expecting to laugh at fart jokes and, oh my gosh, there is one scene I can't even describe because it would break FCC regulations. There is a simulation of something going on in one scene. I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard.
So it's dumb.
It is so stupid.
Good.
That when you go, just know this. There is a moment that there is a car scene where Liam Neeson's character is trapped in this speeding car. When you get to that scene, just remember I told you I choked laughing at that scene.
Is somebody else choke in that scene?
It is so stupid. I can't say run, do not walk, because by the time
really?
You go get tickets and you get dinner and you get food and you get popcorn, you know, it's an expensive date night. If you're going to miss it at the theater, just wait until it comes out at home.
So let's do this.
You'll laugh out loud the entire time, Scott.
I have no doubt. Would you go back?
I wouldn't see it twice.
Ooh.
But the way they make fun of the detective genre... It is so
So you would not see it
dumb.
Twice. But remember the reviewer last week said, I have to go back and see it again because I laughed through some of the other jokes.
I would
You're not saying that.
I would not see that type of movie twice anyway. Like Legends of the Fall, I'll watch 12 times. I will not see slapstick twice, but you will love it.
See, I will do slapstick twice. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I think you need to run, do not walk this one.
Okay. That good.
It's so stupid. God. I'll tell you this. Pamela Anderson is really, really good. Really good.
And Liam Neeson still got it?
Liam Neeson still got it. Yeah. It's, you know.
Okay. Are they dating or not? We never really got confirmation on that.
They've never confirmed it.
Okay.
They've danced around it, you know. We have good chemistry, blah, 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 you know. But no, they've never confirmed that they're actually dating. Although his
sister, former sister-in-law.
His I don't want to say ex-wife.
He's a widow.
Former wife's sister has said that she endorses this relationship.
Oh, okay.
I think you're going to like it. I love watching them because I thought these are two people that have found each other that have had traumatic lives and good for them. But that's not why I'm telling you to go. Go because one of them says you can't fight City Hall. And then the reply is no, it's a building.
It's a building. What's the other line that we were?
There's so many. I don't even know where to begin. He goes, take a chair.
No.
And she goes, thanks. And just walks out with the chair.
Take a seat. She picks up a chair and
thanks,
walks.
And drags it out. It's a lot of that, Scott. It's
so
this is not going to win an Oscar.
No, and it's not supposed to.
Nope.
It's not. Although you have to remember, Liam Neeson was in Schindler's List.
Yes.
This is a guy who, if
and
he didn't,
I will find you, and I will kill you. Yeah.
Yes. This is one of the most serious, good, if not great, actors. In our time.
Yeah.
And he is in The Naked Gun.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have, are a very particular set of skills.
Yes.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
And I will kill you.
He's good, though.
Yeah, very good.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie is back. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ. Story here from Channel 9. It's out of Lawrence. A child slumber party ended in commotion when an unknown naked man broke into a home in the middle of the night. Officers in Lawrence responded to a home near 21st in Louisiana around 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday for a situation at a sleepover party attended by several young girls. When they arrived, they found a group of girls and supervising adults, read that, parents, very upset. Officers learned that the girls were sleeping when two of them woke up while on the couch and saw a naked man in the home.
God.
The girls yelled for the adults. The man went toward the back bedrooms. An adult in the home forced him out of the house. Officers were able to quickly locate and arrest the man.
Yeah, I wonder how. Can you give us a description? I'd rather not.
Who appeared to be on drugs. They do not believe that he knew anyone in the home. Can you imagine?
How is he not dead?
That's a great question. And are you ever not on drugs when you break into a home in the middle of the night naked? No, people don't do that sober.
I think you have to be on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is aggravated burglary. It is child endangerment. It's lewd and lascivious behavior. Like, he's going to go away for a long time. This isn't just, oops, Earl's on the sauce again. This is...
You really think he's going to go to prison?
Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. He went into a home that does not belong. You can't just say, oop, my bad.
I just don't think that the litany of charges that they're going to throw at him are going to be enough to get him to go to prison.
Oh, I think so, Scott. And we don't know anything on his history, but I said to Scott off the air, if this happens to be a homeless person with all of the headlines we have seen out of that town about the issues they've had with that, that's another layer of bar the door, because people who live there are tired of it.
Did they provide any identification of this guy?
No, age? Sam, he didn't have his wallet on him.
I mean, it wouldn't excuse it, but, a drunk college kid, you find the wrong house. Maybe it was actually an accident here and there wasn't something more nefarious going on.
I don't think, Sam.
I'm
going to
guess he's not an attendee of the University of Kansas.
Okay.
That's going to be my guess.
Classes start back up in a week. I just have a feeling this is somebody whacked out on substances who is maybe unhoused. I don't know. I don't know why I think that, but I do.
Because he was naked and walked into a house that wasn't his at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
High on drugs, allegedly.
He's been booked on several charges.
From the text line, I went into a garage one time and was charged with burglary because someone was inside the home.
That is absolutely right.
I technically entered the house.
That is true. And we've said to even teenagers during the summer, the 17, 18-year-olds, that even going into a garage because you see a garage refrigerator and you think, man, I'm just going to go in there and we're going to see if they got any beer in that garage fridge.
Mm-hmm. That's burglary.
Is aggravated burglary if somebody is home.
That is correct.
They said they got 2 years in jail for it.
It's aggravated burglary even if somebody is not at home. You walk into somebody's garage,
yeah.
That is a burglary.
Those poor girls, my God. But I just say I don't know how that guy's not dead. If you're a dad and you come out and there is...
Beat him to death.
Oh, yeah. And you would be within your right, to be clear. You would completely be within your rights to do that.
Not if he's out of the house.
Not if he's out of the house, but the girls were screaming for help. He was very much in the house.
No, I think he had left the house.
God.
An adult in the home forced him out of the house.
Yeah, I think in many scenarios he's not making it out alive, or certainly very disfigured when he makes it out.
I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Through May, June, and July, if you Google naked man in Lawrence, you get a lot of results.
Is the homeless problem that bad in Lawrence?
Okay, May 7th, Lawrence police say a naked man fought officers and bit his dog during an arrest at Casey's General Store. A 34-year-old man was arrested on a Sunday in July twice for walking naked through downtown Lawrence. I'm just scrolling. You Google naked Lawrence, dude. He's like the I Love My Dillons guy.
So whatever happened to, wow, that's a throwback.
Total throwback.
30 years. Whatever happened to the homeless camp that they had put up outside of Johnny's? Remember that?
Yeah, I don't know that that's still a thing. We haven't heard about it anyway. Johnny's was furious. Yeah,
of course they were, and they should have been. I've been to Lawrence a handful of times. I think I've seen collectively one homeless person in Lawrence in all the times that I've been there.
But you're there during the day.
True.
So the last few times that I've been there at night, going to bars and whatnot, they're all over Mass Street.
Really?
Like, you have to walk past like 15 to go from one bar to the other.
Really?
Yeah. It's a big problem. And I do believe that they tried to crack down on that camp that was behind Johnny's, but where are they going to go?
Well, there was an incident, was there not? It wasn't a shooting. I think it was a stabbing inside the camp.
Oh, there were
many. Oh, there were multiple.
Were there multiple?
Yes.
Okay. And then they were harassing the clientele at Johnny's. And
the staff. You remember at one point.
That's right.
At one point, they started closing at 7 or 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
because of the fear of the staff walking to and from their cars. And we're not painting with some brush that all homeless people are violent, but that camp, my goodness, you start throwing in severe addiction problems. Mm-hmm. Remember, one of them chased a man and a woman in their 50s or 60s that were walking along that riverfront.
Right.
A man chased them down with a machete last year behind Johnny's. And that was right around the time Johnny says, we're done.
Yeah.
What was the story where the guy was caught on surveillance singing Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting?
That was an auto burglary.
I feel like that was in the
case.
Same area.
That was an auto burglary case. But alas, one of the greatest gifts we've ever been given by the Lawrence Police Department.
But I will say this. You're right. Not everybody who is homeless is some machete-carrying, violent, idiot. But if you are homeless, how do I put this politely? If you are homeless, the elevator's not going to the top floor.
For a lot of people who struggle in that arena, you are correct. Yeah. They need services.
And we've had this conversation 1,000 times, and I've made the argument 1,000 times. Homelessness in America, whether it's in Lawrence or Seattle or Chicago or here in Kansas City, is a problem with no answer. You can throw as much money as you want at it. It's not going to solve the problem. It just won't. I mean, we had the story out of Seattle where they were dropping
It was $100,000 per man, woman, and child.
You literally could just give them $100,000 and say, go rent an apartment. Here's enough money to feed your family. We're throwing good money after a bad solution. And the same is in Lawrence, as it is in Seattle, as it is in Kansas City, as it is in Chicago, New York, you name it. You can't solve the problem with money.
Back-to-back text messages on the text line. They did tear down and clear out that camp behind Johnny's. Very next text message, that camp is alive and thriving and packed.
Well, I wouldn't use the word thriving when I'm talking about a homeless camp. What are they manufacturing?
I don't know.
Drug abuse?
It's a mess. It's a mess.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So we've been talking a lot on the program about train wreck and why Americans are so drawn to the stories of the bizarre, of the tragic, of people just doing incredibly stupid things, like let's storm Area 51. And over the weekend, a listener said to me on a thread about this train wreck program, which has a variety of topics, if you think that's crazy, how have you not watched Chimp Crazy on HBO? And then other people were weighing in, oh my gosh, Dana, you've got to watch it. So poor Johnny, over the weekend, we're scrolling and I go, I don't know, everybody keeps saying we need to watch this Chimp Crazy about a woman in Missouri who makes the Florida man look like a Rhodes Scholar, okay? Mm-hmm. It is a two-part, I think, documentary about this woman in Festus, Missouri, who started out raising baby chimps and then thought, you know, I'm going to rent them out for parties. I'm going to give them a home. I'm going to breastfeed one of them because that happened. Nope, Scott, this makes Tiger King look like those are normal people and this is in Missouri. And so it's one of those.
She breastfed a monkey?
Scott, it's one of those things you start watching this and you're like, there's no way this happened, but alas, it did. So it goes through this whole story about this chimpanzee compound. And the thing is, when you get a baby alligator or you get a baby python or you get a baby chimp, it's all fun and games in the beginning, right? And then guess what chimpanzees do?
They eat your face.
They eat your face off. They grow really, really big. And by the way, when you cage them, they grow really, really big and really, really angry. Do we have part of the trailer, Sam? These things have the force of like 50 grown men.
They're very strong.
When they get adult age.
Tonka and I just found each other. And Tonka loved me as much as I love Tonka. It was meant to be. It was just natural. It's like your love for God. And I'll do anything to protect that primate. Anything.
That fight over chimpanzees should be
over. The chimpanzee lady now making national news.
They're going to have to bring sheriffs and they're going to have to bring everything that they can. I would give anything that I had possession-wise up for that child. I would give my life for him. And that's exactly what I did.
Okay, stop it there. That is just a taste of what was going on behind the scenes in this Missouri, quote, chimpanzee compound. Someone gets inside there, Scott, with undercover glasses to film the conditions, okay?
Were they bad?
And there are adult male chimpanzees who were really cute when they were babies and starred in Hollywood films. A lot of these chimps starred in films in Hollywood.
Okay.
Until they get about the size of a five-year-old, and then you can no longer control them. It is horrifying the conditions they were in.
They're wild beasts.
Horrifying that they were trapped, imprisoned in this compound. So the government gets involved. PETA gets involved. And say what you want about PETA, but in this case, they said, this is cruel that these chimpanzees are in here. That crazy lady, a judge says, we are sending in the USDA. We are sending in federal agents to tranquilize and get these poor animals out of there. We're going to send them to Florida where there is a rescue, you know, on
primates or something.
Hundreds of acres, okay, where they can at least live out their life, not caged. And that woman hides one, just decides the government can come and do what it wants, but I'm going to keep one of them.
Which one?
Well, take your pick, Scott. There were a bunch of them in cages, and they were all about the size of a very angry linebacker. Like, picture like Creed Humphrey, but if he was on PCP. That is how powerful and how strong, and they're banging into the cages trying to get. I mean, it was just horrifying. And then within the last several months, she thumbs her nose at the judge and then tell everybody. This was in the news just in the last couple of days.
She's going to prison for
she
4 years.
She is going to prison.
Mm-hmm. By the way, an adult chimpanzee has an estimated strength 2 times that of a full-grown male human being.
She's like, what he's doing there is he's showing his dominance. She says, I mean, this show is so bonkers.
4 years in prison, she lied that a movie star primate that she was accused of mistreating had died.
She told a judge.
Tonka.
They went in to get like 10 chimps and could only find 9. She's right. Like, well, he died. Turns out she was hiding one of them, right?
Tonka appeared in the movies Buddy and George of the Jungle. She hid Tonka.
Tonka was alive. In 2022, PETA removed him from a cage in the basement of her home in the Lake of the Ozarks. Of course, this was in the Lake of the Ozarks. I'm just going to say it. She took a chimpanzee and put it in a cage in her basement, Scott.
I understand.
In the lake, in Sunrise Beach. To, quote, protect him from PETA. It's so sad. But also, she's so crazy, Scott. I'm going to tell you, run, do not walk. It's called Chimp Crazy.
It's really that good?
We just kept saying, how was this even allowed to go on as long as it did?
So paint the
Festus is south of St. Louis.
Yes, correct. The original compound was south of St. Louis.
Okay.
To paint the picture, Scott, she calls herself the Dolly Parton of chimpanzees.
Okay, simmer down.
And she sits down for the interview, and, you know, they come to your house and they want to interview you for a documentary. What are you going to wear? What room are you going to pick? She is sitting in a pink bedroom between two bunk beds that are both entirely pink. Sheets, comforter, pillows, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. She's in a pink chair.
Monkey stuffed animals everywhere.
Wearing a pink jumpsuit. She's clearly very proud of her growth on the front half of her body.
You mean her Dolly Part?
She's got 4 inches of makeup on her face, and she looks happy as can be, despite the fact that she's facing, well, we now know, 4 years in prison.
And here's why. So when they found Tonka in 2022 in her Sunrise Beach basement, you know, the judge basically said, I gave you an order. You know, you judges, fun fact, do not like it when they tell you to do something and you do not.
That is correct.
Last month, 4 weeks ago, investigators on a tip went in and found another chimpanzee locked in her basement.
But let me ask you this.
She was arrested. Bond was revoked. She is going to prison.
So during COVID, we all got into Tiger King and we watched it. It was interesting. It was bizarre. It was everything that we needed during COVID. But then, after we got up to 33,000 feet, we looked back on our enjoyment of Tiger King, and we almost felt a little guilty about it. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes, we did. We definitely did. Like, why are we watching this?
Right. Why are we allowing, you know, whatever streaming service it was, to exploit crazy for our enjoyment? How is this any different? How is this any different than what we experienced during Tiger King? She's clearly mentally unstable. She's raising a chimpanzee that she apparently breastfed. That was
another woman that was her mentor, by the way, but yes.
Let's not get lost on facts.
She did not do the breastfeeding.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Her attorney says, quote, the defendant had several rocky marriages, suffered, probably didn't have the greatest childhood.
Clearly has mental issues.
And learned the lesson that humans are unpredictable and not safe or trustworthy. In the face of those harsh realities, she came to form secure attachments with chimpanzees.
Which are tame and predictable?
Not when they get bigger, they're not. Prosecutor said, look, she has shown no remorse for her criminal conduct, has continued to challenge and defy the court's authority, and should face a significant punishment as a result. I think two things can be true at the same time.
And we're enjoying watching a woman who is mentally unstable.
I didn't enjoy watching the instability. Help me understand why we watch these shows and all of Trainwreck.
Because it makes you feel better about yourself.
Probably, but also don't you just want to see why someone would think they could keep a chimpanzee in a cage and then justify it? Scott, it's so sad. You got to kind of also, I'm on PETA's side on this. Those animals too should have been confiscated years ago.
I agree with you on that, Sam.
And I think you could fool law enforcement that you're not hiding a chimpanzee. They stink and they're very loud.
They throw their poop, Sam.
They do.
Fun fact. They do.
That's not the only thing they do if you've ever been to a zoo.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I've seen it. It does not make Missouri look good because there's a quote in there at the beginning that Missouri is the Wild West of exotic animal ownership. And there's this like hidden camera footage of what do you call animals that aren't normal to keep as pets?
Exotic.
Sort of. It was this behind the scenes auction of bizarre animals, Scott. And it was
like what?
Oh gosh. Some bird that I looks like it's on the endangered species list was in a cage. Alligators. It was an auction. And people show up and raise your bid card because you want.
And this is in Missouri.
Yes, this was in Missouri. Huh. And they said, look, there's the USDA saying this. This is the Wild West of bizarre pet ownership. And people buy them and sell them like commodities.
Like cars?
It's really, really sad.
I'm confused on how this documentary has been out for over a year, or almost a year. Sorry, in 6 days it'll be a year. And we're just now hearing about it.
Sam, I agree. It was our listeners. They're like, how have you not seen Chimp Crazy? And there's a reason. The word crazy is in the title.
There is this culture of almost entirely women who raise chimpanzees and monkeys as if they're babies.
There is nothing like holding, loving, being around a chimp.
Especially Tonka. And I'll do anything to protect that primate. Anything.
If I could have a dream, I'd have a dream of you.
Tonka and I just found each other.
But describe exotic. Is a zebra an exotic animal? It's basically a horse.
I think for the purposes of the law, if you were to ask the layperson, Scott, should we be putting parameters on any pet that you cannot physically control as it grows into adulthood? So absolutely the chimpanzee. What starts out very, very cute, and they form this bond like I'm their mother. In the videos of this woman, even the videos where she allows cameras in, they are locked behind very tiny cages covered in their own filth because you can't get near those animals. They will kill you. It's a wild animal.
Let's go to Jason in Gardner. Jason, hello.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you. Go ahead.
I just called in. I was just telling Sam that I used to be a consigner at the auction house in Macon. It's the second largest exotic animal auction in the United States.
What do you mean? If you're a consigner, what does that mean?
I would take animals there to resell. I've been involved with the exotic pet business for almost 30 years, and so.
Did you sell chimpanzees, Jason? Not just
nope.
Okay, you did not. Why?
Never sold chimpanzees. I'll tell you, when I first started going to the Macon auction back, I'm 48 now. I was 15 the first time I went there as a customer, if you will. They used to sell chimpanzees and lions and all kinds of stuff like that there.
You just said lions as if it was no big deal.
And yeah, well, it wasn't. You got to understand what this auction is. It's not just a bunch of crazy people going and buying animals for their personal collection. This is where the majority of private zoos across the United States get their animals for their zoos.
Got it.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that the way the zoo industry works, you know, there's somewhere like 280,000 zoos in the United States, and less than 10% of those are AZA accredited, meaning that they are like the Kansas City Zoo. That's, you know, they're a part of that quote unquote membership of zoos that are either city owned or state owned or whatever. The privately owned zoos in the country are quite honestly where a lot of these really cool animals that you find in these big city zoos originate from, because the big city zoos don't generally have breeding programs and what have you.
Yep.
It's the smaller zoos that do.
And Jason, I don't think anyone listening is going to have a problem with the smaller zoo, you know, trying to build up if they're doing it in an appropriate way and the animals are being taken care of. Right. Have you watched this documentary? Because that's not what this was.
No. I watched it. And I'll tell you that unfortunately, it's kind of like, you know, one bad apple ruins it for everybody. There is a small niche of people in this business that are loons and make it bad for everybody else. I mean, the reason why a lot of the rules that are in place are because of people like this lady and you know, the guy from Tiger King and things like that. But I've actually very good friends with the gentleman that owns the facility in Florida where they send these chimpanzees and things like that to be rehabbed and you know and live out the rest of their lives and things like that. But you know, there's a fine line between crazy and sane in this business, and unfortunately the media tends to grab a hold of this and run wild with it, and they make it like everybody who's involved with the exotic pet business is a bunch of crazy people, when unfortunately, well, fortunately, that's just not the case.
Jason, we have 30 seconds. What is the most exotic animal you've ever sold?
I've dealt in a lot of different reptiles and stuff like that are pretty wild, but probably an aardvark.
An aardvark.
I love it.
I sold an aardvark to a zoo in Florida one time. And I've had baby mountain lions and things like that.
Hey, Jason, we're going to put you on hold at some point. If you would be willing to connect us with the gentleman who owns the facility where all of these chimpanzees end up, we would love to talk to him. He is doing the Lord's work because there's no place for these chimpanzees to go. Scott, you can't release them back into the wild.
Of course you can't. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.